Compass FM with Steve. In the studio today is Matt Greenwood from the Waimakere Aquatic Facilities. He's the Facilities Manager. Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I've been thinking, so, you know, I have kids, you know, pick them up after school.
Yeah, totally.
Would that be a good time to come for a swim? If I'm looking for a time to swim when it's quiet, maybe I don't have kids, maybe.
And
I just go, you know what, I just want some peace and quiet.
Yeah, totally.
When's the best time to go?
Yeah, that after school period is actually our busy time. So if you're looking for a quiet spot, generally, we're open first thing in the morning, 6 a.m.
Gosh.
Right through till 9 p.m. at night, Monday to Friday. So some decent hours there. Especially if you're a shift worker, there's usually during the middle of the day is pretty quiet. But if you're looking to come down, bring the kids and burn a bit of energy out, sometime after tea, like 6:30, 7-ish, then onwards, heaps of space. There's space for lane swimming, there's space for recreation, all of that. So generally those evenings, if you've got family time, and if you're looking for a free lane, anything around 7 o'clock in the morning, then sort of after 10 o'clock, when acrobics is finished up, through to about 2:30 when we start gearing up for learn to swim, and it's hectic from 3 till about 6:30, and then after that we're quiet again. So yeah,
fully hectic,
lots of opportunities.
Hey, I have a question for you, Matt. So say for example, we've just had something to eat. We've had some, you know, it's a substantial afternoon tea with the kids.
Yeah.
When can we get in the pool? Is that old thing that, you know, you shouldn't swim for an hour after you've eaten a meal? What, is that still the go?
It does depend on what you've done and eaten and how much you've had to drink and all of that. A good 30-minute rest is really a good idea before you're getting boisterous. And the main reason for that is we just don't want people being sick in the pool and that ends up closing down the water, and we have a process we need to follow if someone's been sick, just to make sure the water's all sanitised and that no bugs are going to be passed on. The likelihood of that is very low anyway. There's a bit of chlorine in the water already, and the pool water's being turned over constantly and filtered, so it's always relatively clean, but it's important that we just take the proper steps to make sure everyone's safe and the water's as clean as possible. So we advise people, 30 minutes an hour, maybe just rest and enjoy the time, and, you know, sit in the sun or what have you, read a book, and then, or travel to the pool, eat at home, travel to the pool and jump into the water. So
I also thought it was something to do with, you know, you don't want to get the stitch while you're in the swimming pool.
Oh, that's no fun either. Who would want the stitch?
Is it
bananas that stop you getting the stitch? So maybe if you eat bananas, who knows. Balance it out.
You know what's going to happen? A whole pile of people are going to turn up at the swimming pool with bananas.
I've done it to myself. I've stitched myself up now,
on the side of the pool, you know, eat your banana out in there and it's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, are you looking for any new staff to give you a bit of a hand at the moment?
Yeah,
and what areas are you looking at?
Yeah, totally. So we're about to start some recruitment in the next week and a half for Learn to Swim staff. So we're looking for schools tutors, so people who are available during the day between 9 and 3, 10 till 2:30 even. So that would suit someone who's maybe taken a bit of time out of the workforce to have children or support a family and looking to get back. Absolutely,
in.
Looking for something to, you know, entry level to get back into the workforce, just looking for some work while the kids are at school, those sorts of things. So we've got a couple of roles there that we're looking to fill soon. And then we're also looking for after school swim tutors as well. So that's 3:30 till 6:30, Monday to Friday, and mornings on the weekends, any sort of mix of those. So we're looking for those sorts of roles, and the adverts will be going up soon. They'll be on our Facebook page, and you can apply through the council's website. It used to be at the bottom of the page, but they've now changed
we've had
a spruce up of our website, the council website. So we'll put instructions on how to apply and links to apply on our Facebook pages and stuff when it all goes live.
Do we need any experience? Like, can we go, like, hey, I'd like to give this a go? Like,
will you provide
full training?
We do. We do all the training in-house. So you could be 100% fresh to it, or you could bring some experience. To be honest, everyone brings a degree of life experience anyway. Like mothers obviously are great with kids, and or I shouldn't say mothers, but you know, parents, caregivers are great with kids. So you know, there's a lot of that life experience. A lot of we get a lot of first time people who are just out of high school looking for a job, and they have experience playing team sports and working with others and coaching, you know, their younger peers and things like that. So there's a lot of life experience going on there, and we offer all the training in-house as well. So there's a couple of days worth of training and a whole lot of shadowing involved, and before you're thrown out and you know, expected to do it on your own sort of thing. So
and of course naturally first aid as well would be a priority. So that's not going to cost them anything, is it?
No. We put people through that as part of the process of onboarding. So
hey, Oxford summer pool staff, when's the opening? It's usually, is it around Labour weekend?
That's Waikuku. You're doing great. Waikuku paddling pool opens Labour weekend. Oxford opens the last weekend in November, so it's going to be about the 26th 27th, something like that. We're about to start looking for staff for there as well. Really keen to get local people, very conscious of both the changes in the employment market, but also the cost of petrol nowadays is just ridiculous.
So you literally could probably just walk from your house to the pool and go and do your shift and walk back home again.
And there's lots of people in Oxford who are available, hopefully. So looking to tap into that and get a lot of local people supporting their local pool. So
that'll be fantastic.
And that will be going up in the next 2 to 3 weeks as well. So again, keep an eye on our Facebook page with all the instructions.
Easy as. Matt Greenwood from the Waimakariri Aquatic Facilities. Hey, thanks so much for popping in. And before you go, how's Kaipoi doing?
It's boxing on. Absolutely.
Great wee pool there.
It's a good wee spot, and it's especially good if you're just looking for quiet lanes as well. That's great one for just a quiet few lengths, because it's got less of the leisure kind of kids stuff.
So, and they've got that little wee pool to the side there with a little wee waterfall.
Waterfall.
That's so cool.
My niece loves that.
So much fun. It's got like that pretend beach there as well.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Hey, thank you so much for your time. We'll catch you back next month. That's Matt Greenwood from Waimak Aquatic Centres.
Compass FM.